Even that is facing increased scrutiny, Doyle says, with a projected state budget deficit now approaching $6 billion.
You know, I'm willing to say, look, schools have to be part of the solution. It's not like they're just going to get big increases, and the university has to be part of the solution when it makes up over half of state government in terms of employees and buildings and everything. The university has to be part of it.
But Doyle says he's not willing to cut funding for public schools or the university system so much that education is jeopardized. He's scheduled to announce his plans for coping with a growing state budget deficit next week. John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.